अज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
विल चैंट वर्स नंबर 49।
लीड एंड फॉलो।
को नाम बंध कथमेश आगतः,
को नाम बंध कथमेश आगतः,
कथम प्रतिष्ठस्य कथम विमोक्षः,
कथम प्रतिष्ठस्य कथम विमोक्षः,
को सावनात्मा परमाक आत्मा,
को सावनात्मा परमाक आत्मा,
तयोर्विवेक कथमेतदुच्यताम्,
तयोर्विवेक कथमेतदुच्यताम्,
को नाम बन्ध
कथमेष आगतः,
कथं प्रतिष्ठास्य कथं विमोक्षः, को सावनात्मा परमात्मा, तयोर्विवेक कथमेतदुच्यताम्।
Now student shows the clarity of his thought now. Earlier when he came, he put forward his problems. Now he is putting 7 questions to Guru. What is that? Ko naam bandha. Naam means to define. In Sanskrit, naam means define. Ko bandha. How do you define this bondage? What is this bandhan? Katham esa agata hai? How has it come? Ye aa gaya jata hi nahi hai. Everything in the world comes and go. Magar ye this bandhan, it has come, but it is not going. Katham esa agata hai? Katham pratishthasya? And how does it is continues to stay? It's continuing. Then katham bimocha, how can one get out of this bondage? I want to get out of this sorrow. How to get out? Ka asau anatma. What is this anatma? Then parama ka atma. And what is that supreme truth? What is this atman? Tell me this also. Tayor viveka katham. What is the process of discrimination between Atma and Anatma? How to discriminate? Please tell me. Etad Uchyatam. Please tell me. Please explain me. Now here you will find all questions related to Atma and Anatma. The whole world is divided into two. Atma and Anatma. And the cause of bondage is anatma. And if you want permanent, you have to get, not really get, you have to know. You have to know atma, only jnatava. You don't have to do anything, only you have to know. Then this bondage will be over. You have to know the characteristics of both atma and anatma. They are of different nature. Because of our wrong identification with the anatma, we are suffering. We have to disassociate from it and attach to atma. When this question were asked, then what the guru has to say, how he responded to the question.
Sri Guru
Ruvacha,
Dhanyosi Krita Krityosi,
Dhanyosi Krita Krityosi,
Pavitam Te Kulam Tvaya,
Pavitam Te Kulam Tvaya,
Yad Vidya Bandha Muktya, Yad Vidya Bandha Muktya, Brahmi Bhavitum Ichhasi,
Brahmi Bhavitum Ichhasi,
Sri Guru Ruvacha,
Dhanyosi Krita Krityosi, Pavitam Te Kulam Tvaya, Yad Vidya Bandha Muktya, Brahmi Bhavitum Ichhasi.
You know, the different schools, they will give you the different answers. But the ultimate answer you will find only in Vedanta. We are not saying that other schools don't have answer. They have answer, but their answers are not the ultimate one. We'll come one by one. Here, after listening the question, Guru was very happy. Because he has now put the questions, and answer to these questions will lead to knowledge and the bondage will be over. He said, Dhanyosi Krityosi, Dhanya, you are blessed. Such question has come to your mind. You are blessed. Krit Krityosi, whatever is to be done, it is done. Krit Krityosi. Pavitam te kulam tvaya, your family is sanctified, purified. Pavitam te kulam. Earlier, you'll find that Sishya was praising Guru. He was saying, Brahmanandarasanubhuti kalitai putai susaitai yusmad vak kalasujjatai sruti sukai vakyai mrita sechaya. He was praising Guru. Now, Guru is praising Shishya.
धन्योसि कृतकृत्योसि पावितं ते कुलम्, योर फैमिली इज सैंक्टिफाइड प्योरिफाइड. वेरी गुड. नाउ द स्टूडेंट इज सरप्राइज, ही इज प्रेजिंग मी. See, see, dhanyosi. I just asked the question, that's all. Krit krityosi. You have done whatever is to be done in this world. You see, the word krit kritya is used for a realized person. Realized person, whatever is to be done in this world now is done, nothing more is to be done. Whatever is to be attained, you have attained it. A realized person attains that Atman or comes to know that Atman. After that, nothing more is to be known. That is the ultimate. For such person, we use Kritya. Kritya Krityosi. But why Shankaracharya is using for the student who is asking question? He just asked, he is not realized yet. The Mahatma explained this way. Suppose a student has qualified for the med school, he has passed the entrance examination, and after that he goes into the first year. When he comes back, everybody start asking, Dr. Saab, he is not qualified, but we all address him Dr. Saab. Or you have just put water on the stove for boiling, aap se poochte hain, kya kar rahe ho, what are you doing, amma? Making tea. Are you are boiling water. Abhi tea kahan hai? It is just boiling water. What is this called? Bhavishyat vritti. It is called the Bhavishyat vritti. Here also it is the same thing he is using for the student. Bhavishyat vritti. He will become one day realized. He will become krit krityo. Very good. Hanumanji also said to Mother Sita when he met her. Then he said, Ava krita krityo bhayo mata. Krita krityo. My purpose is now served. I came for that mission. I got it. Now I am fulfilled. Krita krityo. Nothing more is to be done by me. In Bhagavad Gita also we find, Idam guhyatamam sastram idam uktam mayanagah itad buddhva buddhimansyat krita krityo aschabhar. Krita krityo. After knowledge, you become krita krita. Nothing more is to be attained after that. Whatever is to be attained, you have attained. Whatever is to be known, you have known. Whatever is to be gained, you have gained. There is nothing more beyond that to be gained. It is the param jnan. Pavitam te kulam taya. You have sanctified your family. They will be proud of you. Shankaracharya says somewhere else, Kulam pavitram jarani kritartha vasundara punyavati chatena apara sevita sukha sagaresmin leenam parabrahmani yasya chetah. Leenam brahmani yasya chetah. Chetam is mind, whose mind is absorbed in param brahma. For that person, Kulam pavitram is kul, is pavitram, sanctified, purified. Janani kritartha, and the mother also blessed. Not only mother, he says, Vasundhara punyavati chachena. Vasundhara, the mother earth is also glorified. How mother earth is glorified? In Ramayana you will find when the demons and the negative forces are there, the earth feels burdened. But when there is the good person, when the sadhu is there, they feel light. And who is that good person? Leenam parabrahmani yasya cheta. Whose cheta, whose mind is absorbed in param brahma. That person. And what he is getting? Apar sevit sukh sagaresmin. He is enjoying the ocean of bliss. Apar sagar of bliss he is enjoying. So why is he glorified? He is being glorified in verse number 2 of Vivek Chudamani. We studied Jantunam Narajanma Durlamata Punstan Tato Biprata. There were 7 or 8 steps
A person having got the human form, after that the vidvatva is there, the atma and atma vivek is there, and all the steps are all given there because he is following that path. A desire has come into him to know the truth, and it rarely comes into an impure mind. When the mind is impure, full of vasanas, then this question will never arise. Then in pada number 3, yad avidya bandha mukta brahmi bhavitum icchasi. Why Guruji please? Because the sishya wants to get liberated from the bondage. You see, many people in the world, they don't feel they are bound. They are happy. मिल रहा है नौकरी हो रही है तनख्वाह आ रही है दे आर हैप्पी बस सुख है सुख है बस इन इंडिया दे आर सेइंग द प्रोविडेंट फंड में बढ़ गया नाउ इट इज सो मच एंड एट द टाइम ऑफ रिटायरमेंट ग्रैटिट्यूड विल बी सो मच ग्रैच्युटी सो मच ग्रैच्युटी प्रोविडेंट फंड एंड दिस मच आई हैव सेड पीपल आर हैप्पी बस इन भगवद गीता इट इज सेड मनुष्यानाम सहस्त्रेषु कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानाम कश्चित् माम वेति तत्वतः अमंग द थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड मनुष्यानाम सहस्त्रेषु सहस्त्र मीन्स 1000 सहस्त्रेषु इज बहुवचन नॉट द्विवचन सहस्त्रेषु इन थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड पीपुल वन विल कम विद दिस क्वेश्चन And among jatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam vetti tatvata. And out of so many people asking this question, one will get tatvata. One will come to know. So if you are interested to become Brahman, it is a great thing. Shankaracharya is motivating the seeker. Oh, very good question you have asked. So one thing you have to remember, not everything will be done by Guru. Now Shankaracharya is going to tell what the Sis also has to do. Not only coming to the Brahmachari course, you become Jnani. After that you have to put in effort. Not only coming to the class, you will become Brahmagani. You have to put in self-effort. Purusarth you have to do. There is something to be done by student also. And Shankaracharya is going to give many examples to prove his point. So how long will it take to get the liberation for a sadhan chatushtaya sampanna adhikari? A valid question will come into your mind. Understood. I have to come to class. Or I have to join Brahmachari course to get this knowledge. Very good. But how long will it take? I am sadhan chatushtaya sampanna vivek vairagya sat sampatti and mumuchuttam is there. It is said in the scripture, paripakya mate sakrit srutam janme idam atmavachan sakrit once. If you are qualified, listen to the Atma-gyan once. One Upanishad is sufficient for the knowledge to happen. If it is not happening, there are shortcomings in us. We have to further continue our sadhana. So now Shankaracharya is going to give 4 or 5 examples to prove that the how important is the self-effort, purusarth. Purusarth by Sishya is very important.
Rinamochana kartarah pitu santi sutadayah pitu santi sutadayah बंधमोचन कर्ता तू बन्धमोचन कर्ता तु
स्वस्मादन्यो न कश्चन
स्वस्मादन्यो न कश्चन ऋणमोचन कर्तारः पितुः सन्ति सुतारः बन्धमोचन कर्ता तु स्वस्मादन्यो न कश्चन.
Beautiful example. Rinamochan kartarah pitu santi sutadayah. Rinamochan, you have borrowed money. Rinamochan, and you are not able to repay. It is increasing, debt is increasing day by day. Now, all the people, all the creditors are coming and saying, now, bankruptcy karo. Sell your house. ऋण मोचन करता रहे पितु संति सुतादय. ए फादर यू हैज बोरोड मनी. सुत आदय, सुत मीन्स सन, आदय मीन्स अदर्स, अदर मीन्स योर फ्रेंड, योर रिलेटिव, दे कैन हेल्प यू टू रिपे द डेट. ऋण मोचन कर, यू आर टेकन डेट, यू आर नॉट एबल टू रिपे, यू कैन आस्क फॉर हेल्प फ्रॉम योर चिल्ड्रेन, फ्रॉम योर फ्रेंड, फ्रॉम योर वेल विशर. I am not able to repay, please help me. People will help you. But bandhamochan karta tu swasmad anyo na kaschana. Bandhamochan, it is inside. Bandhamochan. Bondage can be removed only by you, by your own effort. Na kaschana. Not by others. Rinmochan kartara, rinmochan. The debts can be paid by others also. There was an advertisement of a in a restaurant. Eat now, your third generation will pay. Eat now as much as you want. You don't have to pay bill. Who will pay the bill? Third generation will pay. A family entered, they ordered lot of things, all dishes they enjoyed. Then the waiter came with the bill. Bala, what is this? You have written there? Third generation will pay? Your grandfather ate, now you pay. Your third generation. Your third generation. What is this bondage? Where it is? We have to find out. Anatmani Atma Buddhi is the bondage. Anatmani means everything, Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, everything is Anatma. Anatmani Atma Buddhi, this is Atma, this is real. This is bondage. Jagati Satya Buddhi, it is bondage. Jagati Satya. Because I am transacting with this world. We don't know even the nature of this world. This is changing and perishable every moment. We don't know. And we want to reverse this law. Law of the nature. Which is continuously changing and perishing. I always want to remain young. How can you change this law? Or the relationship would remain as it is. It will never remain. Of my building, my property, my wealth, it should remain as it is. Kaise hoga? If government demonetizes, what happens then? Gaya na? It will never remain. It is actually wrong thinking. And where is this thinking? Inside your mind. In Amrit Bandhi Upanishad it is said, Man ev manushyanam karanam bandhamochayo. Man ev manushyanam, man alone, mind alone is the karan, cause of bandha and mukti. Bandhan is also in mind, mukti is also in mind. Now tell me, can anybody enter your mind? Tell me.
कुछ कर सकता है कोई अंदर जाके? गुरु भी ओनली गाइड यू, ऐसे करो ऐसे करो ऐसे करो व्हेन यू रीच देयर, बट यू हैव टू पुट इन एफर्ट, सेल्फ एफर्ट इज नीडेड. Therefore, it is said, we have to do. In Bhagavad Gita or earlier also we have seen, Uddharet Atmanah Atmanam, Uddharet Atmanam. Again and again, you have to help yourself. Uddharet Atmanah Atmanam. Vedanta Vichar. Who will do the Vedanta Vichar? Not Guru. Guru will only explain. After that, you have to understand it, reflect on it. And if you want to experience it, then Nidhi Dhyasan, you do it. Next.
Mastakanyasta bhara dehe. Mastakanyasta bhara dehe. Dukha manne nivaryate. Dukha manne nivaryate. Kshudadi krita dukham tu, kshudadi krita dukham tu, vinasvena na kena chita, vinasvena na kena chita, mastakanyasta bhara dehe, dukham anne nivaryate. Kshudadi krita dukham tu, vinasvena na kena chita.
Mastak nyasta, mastak means on your head, nyasta, placed. What? Bhar, there is a burden, you are carrying some load. Dukham, and there is a pain in carrying it. Annam nivaryate, you can pass on the load to somebody. Please help me. I am an old person. I can't carry. In earlier times, people used to carry their load in the inside, in deep inside the village where there are no roads. And if you want to go somewhere, board a bus or a train, you carry your own load. In India, you find that if you can't carry your load, you get porter at railway stations. Earlier I have seen porters carrying 100 kg gunny bags of 100 kg they used to carry. Now the government has restricted in railway station 40 kg only. That also is not small, it's a nearly 90 pounds and they carry it on their head. It is said, Masak Nesta. The burden, the load placed on your head. You can ask for help from somebody. Please help me. But chudadi krita dukkham. Chudadi, you are hungry. Adi, what is hungry? Adi, you are thirsty. Chudha means hunger. Adi means thirst. Bhook, pyaas. You are suffering because of hunger and thirst. There is a sorrow. Dukhadi, bina swena na kena chit, you have to eat. Suppose you are hungry, if the child says, mother, you eat, amma, I am feeling sleepy. Yes, nobody can chew on your behalf. So one example was related to outside the rin, kartaram. Other this example, shudha, is related to inside. Two different examples he has given. Now, more example.
Patyamaushadha sevacha. Kriyate yena rogina. Kriyate yena rogina. Arogya siddhi drishtasya, arogya siddhi drishtasya, nanyanushthita karmana, nanyanushthita karmana, patyamaushadha sevacha, kriyate yena rogina, arogya siddhi drishtasya, nanyanushthita karmana.
स्वास्थ्यम औषध सेवा च क्रियते येन रोगिना रोगिना सिक पर्सन व्हेन ही गोज टू द डॉक्टर ही गिव्स हिम टू थिंग्स पथ्य एंड औषध औषध मीन्स मेडिसिन पथ्य मीन्स डाइटरी रेगुलेशंस टू थिंग्स ही प्रेस्क्राइब पथ्य एंड यू हैव टू फॉलो बोथ dietary restrictions also you have to follow and you have to take medicine also who has to take patient has to take nobody else can take that but dietary restrictions certain people can restrict diet and some people can't restrict first thing they go to the doctor and ask kya kha sakte hain can I eat this And whatever you like, he will say, no, don't eat. He will say, moong ki dal khao and garam chapati khao, khatam. No ghee, no spices, nothing. And for the diabetic patient, immediately they will say, meetha nahi khana, sweet choro, no rice, no potatoes, nothing. And after your Every meal, you should exercise half an hour, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Some can control, those who can't, insulin. They will eat sweet, they will eat everything, insulin lagao. Some can control, some can't control. But we have to follow both pathya and also dietary restrictions and also the The patient can't say to the doctor, your pill is very bitter. Nahi khayenge. You can't say that. Or the mother can't say, oh, pill is very bitter. Oh, child, I will take on your behalf. Aisa bhi nahi hoga. Or you can't say even to your friend, friend in need is friend indeed. I need your help. This is bitter medicine. You take on my behalf. That also you can't say. Arogya siddhi drashtasya na anna unashtit karmana. Arogya siddhi. If you want to be cured, arogya siddhi, then what is the bitter? Asya na anna unashtit. If anybody else is taking medicine, it is not going to help you. You have to take both pathya and ausadha. Again, remember, uddharet atmanah atmanam. It is in Bhagavad Gita also, and we have studied in Vivek Chudamani also. Already we have seen that slow. And it was also said in Vivek Chudamani, adhikarinam asaste phala siddhi visheshata. It depends on the adhikari. On the seeker, phal siddhi depends on the seeker. If it is not happening, don't try to change guru. It is not going to help. Even Brahma or Brihaspati comes here to give you the knowledge, will not happen. Will not happen. You have to do it. So bandhan is related to mind and we have to understand because mind nobody else can enter we have to do ourselves if my mind is impure I have to clean it nobody else can do it
Vastu swarupam sputabodha chakshusha
Vastu swarupam sputabodha chakshusha
Svenaiva vedyam natu panditena Svenaiva vedyam natu panditena Chandra swarupam nija chakshushaiva Chandra swarupam nija chakshushaiva Gyatavyam annairavagamyate kim Gyatavyam annairavagamyate kim
vastu swarupam sputabodha chakshusha svenaiva vedam natu panditena chandra swarupam nija chakshushaiva jyatavyamanneravagamyate kim.
Vastu swarupam, vastu, vastu means atman, or in our daily routine transaction, any object, be it atman or any object, vastu swarupam, sputabodha chakshusam, if you want to experience it or if you want to know it, you have to see by your own eyes, the object. Or the Atman, you have to experience, not the Guru has to experience, Guru has already experienced. He is helping you to experience. Vastu swarupam sputabodha chakshusha. It has to be clearly understood by the Sishya. Svena vedyam, you yourself have to experience and know it. Svena vedyam, natu panditena. Not the pandit, not by the scholarly persons of the Guru. He already knows it. Now you have to know it. He gives a beautiful example. You see, simple thing, Atma Vastu, you have to experience it now. Aparocha Anubhuti. Knowledge is already there. There is an Atman and an Atman, Atman is with us, that knowledge is there. But to experience that I am Brahman, I am the Sukh Swarup, we have to experience. Like a father tells his child, fire is hot. He has experience. Now the child, he can experience once. One is sufficient. One experience is not good enough. Or electricity yoga. Our Gurudev used to say electricity yoga. You want to know what is electricity? Chalo. Open the bulb, take a tool, take a ladder, go up, put your index finger in that, then you get the electricity yoga. One yoga is sufficient, after that you will run around. Second experience you will never ask, because one experience is sufficient. Here also, same thing. It says, Chanda Swarupam Nija Chakshusaeva, giving a beautiful example. Chandra Swarupam. On Kojagiri Purnima day, it is said the moon is very close to the earth. It is very bright. Now somebody is trying to explain how bright it is, the Chandrama, how beautiful it is on that day. Or some artist makes a painting and shows, see, this looks like this. Nobody can explain. What you have to do, Chanda Sarupam Nija Chakshu, by your own eyes, you go on the terrace and see, then you can realize. Gyatab Annai Apagamyate Kim? It's a question. Gyatab, if anybody else is knowing the beauty of the moon, phir kya usme? Mere ko kya, what to me? I am not able to see it. If others have experienced the Atma Tattva, you are not getting benefit. You have to experience it. Raman Maharshi says, I am aham kuto nij vicharanam. We studied Upadeshar, no? It is in the Upadeshar. Nij vicharanam, you have to do. He divided the vritti into two. Idam vritti and aham vritti. He says idam vritti is all jagatic vritti, easily you can remove it. Aham vritti is the common in all idam vrittis. Aham is always present. Now this aham also, vritti is also a vritti, a thought. We have to remove that vritti also. Try to find out where from this aham vritti is coming. You will reach the pure aham. Who has to do? Nija vicharanam. You have to do it. Guru will guide you. Guru will give you instructions. But after that, we have to put in our effort for aparoch anubhuti. Aparoch anubhuti? Whatever. Own experience. It is not different from me. Aparoch anubhuti.
अविद्याकामकर्मादि पाशबन्धं विमोचितुं कशक्नुयाद्विनात्मानं कल्पकोटिशतैरपि अविद्याकामकर्मादि पाशबन्धं विमोचितुं कशक्नुयाद्विनात्मानं कल्पकोटिशतैरपि
अविद्याकामकर्मादि पाशबन्धः. Have you heard this word earlier? Avidya, kama, karma. What is the technical word? Anarthakari parampara. This is parampara. It's continuing. And we call it anarthakari. Why anarthakari? It keeps you in the cycle of birth and death, birth and death. What is avidya? 100 times we have said. Avidya means not knowing our own true nature is avidya. Once you come to know your own Atman, your true nature, you are realized. Avidya. What is our true nature? I am Purn, I am Brahman. That is our nature, true nature. I am Brahman, I am Purn. I am Satchidananda. I don't need anything of the world to become happy. But I don't know. I am Satchidananda. Avidya. Because of this avidya, that I am Satchidananda, I don't know it. I think I am not Purna. I am apurna. I am incomplete. I need something from the world to make myself complete, Purna. Therefore, a desire comes in our intellect. If I get this object, this being, this person, this property, this much of wealth, I will become Purna, Purna, Purna. And whole life we try to become Purna, but still remain Apurna. So when the desire comes at the body level, we do action, karma. But we don't know how to act in the world. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, the manual of life, we started working in this world. How to act in the world? Stated in Bhagavad Gita. Not any special karma prescribed in Bhagavad Gita. The art of work, art of acting is given. Karma yoga we have to do. Since we have not acted according to the karma yoga, what we have done, we have collected more and more of likes and dislikes. What is this likes and dislikes? After acting, the fruit of action comes. When the fruit of action comes, they divide into two. I like it. If I like it, I want to get it again and again and again. And if I don't like, I repulse. Nature, ye jao. So all of us have this list of likes and dislikes. And by karma yoga, there is no likes and dislikes. This is the difference. If you don't act as per karma yoga, you are increasing your likes and dislikes. And if you act according to karma yoga, then your likes and dislikes are reducing. And this likes and dislikes are nothing but blueprint to the Lord that I have got so many likes and dislikes, and Lord guarantees all your wishes will be fulfilled.
guaranteed. Bahut acha. And what is this adi? Avidya, kam, karma, adi. Adi means paap, punya, janma, mrityu. Got it? Avidya, kam, karma, by your karma, since you did not follow karma yoga, therefore paap and punya will come. And for enjoying and suffering this paap punya, you have to take birth, janma mrityu. So adi indicates paap punya janma mrityu. What is this paas? Avidya, kama, karma, adi, paas. It is a rope, bandha, it binds you. Vimochitum kah saknyat? Who will be able to get rid of avidya? See, Guru will give you only guidance, the knowledge. You have to make it wisdom. Guru's job is only up to the guidance part. Making it wisdom, making it perfect, making it conviction is the job of student. Even the best teacher, Brahmaji, or even Brihaspati comes, he will not be able to help you in making it wisdom. We have to make it ourselves. Transformation happens only by the Shishya effort. There is no exception here. Transformation will happen only by the Shishya effort. Guru is lighthouse and all the students should steer their ships according to the location of the lighthouse. All students should steer their ship according to the lighthouse. Is it not so? Lighthouse is there and all the ships, they take the guidance from the lighthouse. Similarly, all the students should also take the guidance from the teacher and follow it. Bina atmanam kalpa koti satai api. Bap re bap, what he has said. Bina atman, without your self-effort. Without your self-effort, he says, kalpa koti satai api. What is kalpa? Kalpa is one chaturyugi. What is one chaturyugi? Satyug plus Treta plus Dwapar plus Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 4,32,000. Two times Dwapar, three times Treta, four times Satyug. Total 10 times of Kali Yuga is equal to 43,20,000 years, 4.32 billion years. One Kalpa. He is saying Koti Satai. Koti Kalpa, hundreds of Koti Kalpa you try without that, without putting in self-effort. It will never happen. It will never happen. So two things are indispensable. Number one, knowledge. Second is self-effort. Both are required. Get the guidance from the Guru, number one. Then put in the self-effort. There is no substitute for self-effort and there is no substitute for knowledge also. Okay. What is the way for transformation? Kuch batao. Shankaracharya ji says, batate hain. Suno.
Na yogena na sankhena.
Na yogena na sankhena.
Karmanano na vidyaya. Karmanano na vidyaya. Brahmatmaikya bodhe. Brahmatmaikatva bodhena. Brahmatmaikatva bodhena.
मोक्षसिद्ध्यति नान्यथा मोक्षसिद्ध्यति नान्यथा न योगेन न सांख्येन कर्मणानो न विद्यया ब्रह्मात्मैकत्वबोधेन मोक्षसिद्ध्यति नान्यथा.
So what is the way of the transformation? It is said earlier, we have studied in verse number 13, arthasya nischayo drishto vicharena hitokrita nasnanena nadanena pranayama satenava. You have to understand the arthasya nischaya, you have to understand the knowledge given by Guru, reflect on it and meditate on it. Arthasya nischayo drishto vicharena hitokrita. It can be done only by inquiry. There is no other way out. We have to inquire. Inquire into what? In Atma and Anatma. Inquiry has to be done. There is no other way. Nasnanena. Don't think taking a dip in Haridwar will give you knowledge. Na danena. Not even by dana. Na pranayama satena. 100 times you do the pranayama, you will not get the knowledge. Don't misunderstand. We are not criticizing, or Shankaracharya is not criticizing snan, dan or pranayama. They all give us some benefits, but they have got the limitations. They can't give you the knowledge. That is the limitation. Like eyes can only see, eyes can't hear. That is the limitation of eyes. We are not condemning eyes. We are telling that this is the limitation of eyes, that eyes can only see, it can't hear. Similarly, dan, snan, pranayam, they have got some benefits. They will give that result. But that result is not sufficient for knowledge of the self. Transformation will only come by Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena. Path number 3, the third path, is telling you how you will get it. You will get it only by realization, the identity between Brahma and Atman. All others are the preparatory, secondary, those are needed. But the knowledge will happen by Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena, that Atman and Brahman is one and same. We think Brahman is somewhere else. Are Atman to hai mere paas? All Mahakvakya says only one thing, Tattvamasi, you are that. Pragyanam Brahma, your pragya is Brahman. I am Atma Brahma. My Atman is Brahman. Then you say, Aham Brahmasmi. We have to come up to that stage. Vedant Arth Vichar. So what is the first step? Vedant Arth Vichar. What is this Vedant Arth Vichar? It is the right understanding. It will remove your jeev bhava. From jeev, Brahma, you become Brahma, from jeev to Brahman, just by Vedanta Vichar. At present, because of our ego, we think we are limited in Desh, Kal and Vastu, but Atma is Desh, Kal, Vastu, Aparichinna. It's not limited by any space, time and object, but we feel that we are limited in time, space, an object. Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena Moksha Siddhati. Moksha Siddhati, you will get moksha. By knowledge it will manifest. There is no other way. And once you receive it, then the Jnana will never come back. Ignorance will never come back. Ye pehle soch lo. Phir bolo, humko phir se agyani banna hai. This will never happen.
Once you become jnani, after that it's very difficult to become ajnani again. No more ajnani, you become Brahman. Na anyatha, it is said, no other means. You see, Shankaracharya is so specific. There is no other way, no anyatha. Na yogena, yogena by astanga yoga. Earlier it was said pranayam. He said earlier in verse number 13 we have already said. Now he said astanga by na yogena means astanga yoga. What is that astanga yoga? Yam niyam, that the 8 steps are there. You will not get it. He is not condemning astanga yoga. He is telling the limitation of astanga yoga. Astanga yoga is good. It's good for health. Na sankhena, not by sankhya also, sankhya, yoga, nyaya, mimansa, they are all useful to some extent, but you have to even go beyond that also. Na sankhena, sankhya never says that jiva brahmaikya, only Vedanta says jiva brahmaikya. Sankhya has a beautiful theory of creation which Vedanta has taken. Vedanta is following the Sankhya theory of creation. Panchamahabhuta and this is very logical. We accept it. Vedanta accept it. But they say there are so many Atmas. Sankhya says there are many Atmas. But Vedanta don't accept that. There are many Atmas. Na karmana. Karmana? By karma, by purva mimansa, by rituals. By doing seva, many people say, हम तो मंदिर में सेवा करते हैं, बस और कुछ नहीं करने का है. And they realize, masters, they say, okay, you continue there. You are fit for that also, only now. सेवा करो थोड़ा, then mind will get purified, then you say, अरे क्या हुआ? I'm still a jnani. So rituals and social works, they will not give you na vidya. Bap re bap, what he saying vidya? What is the meaning of vidya here? Here vidya does not mean the atma vidya. Here vidya means vidya devalokaha. In Rudra Upanishad it is said by vidya you can go up to the devalok. Here vidya, while studying the Isavasya Upanishad also we seen, vidya means here upasana. By upasana you can go up to the devlok. Upasana, puja, paath, jap and all that, you can go up to the devlok. And by the book knowledge, theoretical knowledge, chanting Vishnu sasanam, Lalita sasanam, Shiv sasanam, good, but it will take you to the devlok. And then again, chine punya, come back. So what we have to understand, Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena. While studying the Keno Upanishad, we also saw how to reach there. Pratibodh viditam matam amritattvam vibindate. Pratibodha viditam, in each and every thought that illuminator is present. We have seen in detail while we were discussing that. So in each and every thought that Atman is illuminating there. We are stuck in the thought only. We are not going to the illuminator of the thought. Pratibodha viditam, in each and every thought you can experience it. Therefore, Astanga Yoga gives us calmness of mind and health. Good. Sankhya Yoga explains the Srishti which the Vedanta has accepted. But the Sankhya says there are many Atma, we don't accept that portion. Mimamsa will tells about the Karmakanda, the rituals. They are good. They will purify your mind. How they purify your mind? No, we are offering it to the Lord. All the oblations are for the Lord. Na idam mama. We offer it is for the, but now we can't do that. What can we do now? Karma yoga. Ishwar is coming. All my actions are for the happiness of the Lord. So the whole day in all karma you are remembering Lord. Nyaya helps you in the logical inquiry. Only Vedanta gives you the subject inquiry, that Brahma Atma Ekatvam you get only in the Vedanta. Therefore, you will get that tattva only by listening Vedanta na anyatha. Isko pakad lo. You will get knowledge only by Vedanta, that also by Shravan. Na anyatha. There is no other way out. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.